Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, hello there, I'm Gregor. And he's literally a teacher now, but not for good.
For evil.
To corrupt the future of media. He's our own Florida man, he's Siege.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello, please.
Neither of us is a scientist, engineer, potentially supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, or perhaps what we even get right. Also, if you could tell a friend, that'd be really helpful to us. Siege has done that many times, and we've gotten many new listeners from the Florida region because of that, so thank you, Siege, for doing that.
You're
welcome.
He also
knows a lot of people in Seattle, so maybe even there. Even more importantly, if you could leave us a review. I think Apple Podcasts is the main place that happens. We're now on Spotify, too, so you can give us a 5-star there. But yeah, if you could chime in and leave something for us, we'd be really stoked, and perhaps we'll even read your comment on a future episode of Nerd Talk Plus. You need links to all this stuff, nerdtalkplus.com.
Sounds about right. Yes, we do not actually have any new reviews this week, which is strange. Huh. We've had a streak for about like 3 months of new review after new review after new review.
Well, let's review the listeners then. You're cheap and lazy.
Yeah. Suck one. No, don't
well,
do
anyway.
That.
Yeah, if you could do that, that would be, leave a review, not the other thing. If you could do that, that'd be awesome. And again, chime in. You can find us on social at nerdtalkplus.com. If you happen to find Brandon, the skin squatch, rubbing his bone hair on stuff, you let us know because he's missing in action today, but he is thinking a tremendous amount of poop in the media.
Oh,
so,
man.
Like, and how it doesn't really exist. I looked down at my phone after a meeting with one of my superiors today, and I was like, 10 new texts. And it was like, then I like saw the Brandon pontificating about crapping.
Is he doing in the bathroom so much today? He spent like probably more than half the day in the bathroom and all of it texting us.
Well, he's living out the trope of being a dad and trying to hide from his family, perhaps.
He could have just
on lockdown.
He could have just come on the podcast and had like a real excuse as opposed to just fake pooping.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, Siege, how are you? What's going on? You got some new wardrobe items, I see.
Hell yeah. You saw my shirt there? It's the Gergatron,
yes,
69,000. Inspired
I can't
by
believe. Like,
did you see the caption underneath it?
So no, I couldn't see that.
Like if a king cobra had sex with a T-Rex and the child was born from a robot's butthole on a UFO. And then it's you in front of rainbows and lightning doing super karate.
I am honored, but also terrified.
Brandon's just disappointed I didn't get him one too.
Well, we'll have to he won't listen to this, so we'll have to collaborate on what we should get for Brandon. Maybe we could make it worse and see if we can get it further and further down. We need centaur shirts, and once we get that figured out, I'll have Cool Keith print us some centaur shirts if he's down.
Yes. Sure.
I'll ask him to. How about that, Cool Keith? If you could print us some centaur shirts, that would be great. So,
Cool Keith, you know we love you forever.
Yeah, absolutely. He's already in the Hall of Fame. He was the on another podcast I used to do called Our Dumb Podcast, he was the first and only dummy of the year.
He won
the golden lightsaber. It was just a normal lightsaber spray painted gold. I shouldn't reveal the secrets. It was amazing. And cast
it was hand-dipped.
From the ore of a foreign, faraway galaxy. Yes, that's what it was. Anyway, okay. So, see, there's a lot of... there's like a handful of sites that I check every day for Nerd Talk stuff. And then I kind of hold on to the stories from the week and we bring them here to talk about them at length. A few of those sites are GeekWire, which is a Seattle-based nerd site. And I check out Nerdist and The Verge. But Gizmodo.com, a great source of excellent gadgets, another one. But Gizmodo.com, a great source for Nerd Talk stories. I'm calling you out for being childish. And that takes a lot because king of the children right here. I mean, you might actually have the crown there, Siege, with the shirt that you're wearing. That is the Gergatron 69,000. But thank you. I'm going to obviously change my screen name to that pretty soon. There's a handful of sites, and Gizmodo is the one being childish about this, because I saw this story. You guys even sent it to me in the chat, the infamous chat, but their headline is just stooping to a new level. It's a story about the icy, distant planet Uranus having strange auroras, like the ones that you see in the clouds above the Earth when the solar wind hits and it interacts with our ionosphere and you see the beautiful colors and stuff. Well, the ones there on Uranus are red, okay? But that's not how Gizmodo handled this. Instead, they said, like a true Nerd Talk 12-year-old, the following headline, "Astronomers spot new aurora in the gases around Uranus."
Yes. I love you, Gizmodo.
Now, here's the problem with Nerd Talk, typically, is that that is the extent of the research that I did into it. And I was just like, well, I'm just going to make fun of a headline instead of actually learning about the thing that's going on. So I can tell you a few things about Uranus. Uranus is the coldest of the planets, despite the fact that it is the second furthest, like, what do you say? It's not the furthest one away. It's the second furthest one away.
Penultimate?
The penultimate planet in furthest? Our solar system. Yeah, there you go. And it is a planet that it got knocked onto its side at some point, so it looks like it's like laying down. And so it actually, instead of rotating, it rotates the correct direction, I believe, but it's just like if you turn it 90 degrees. And so something cool happened to make that go down, because everything else suggests that the swirling of the galaxy on the, what do you call that, accretion disk, I think is what it's called, would make everything else spin like that. So it had to get knocked over on its side. But I have no idea why we would be seeing red auroras around something like that. So
I don't, I always thought either. That's crazy to think about. Like,
I made the light behind me red today to celebrate the aurora behind my Uranus.
on that thought of Gizmodo's story there, I found one from IFL Science, which that's one of my favorites to go to. And it was, they had an equally wonderful headline of, trying to quote it off the top of my head. It was, "Scientists will explore Uranus from the back for the first time ever." And it was basically talking about how we had never explored the dark side of Uranus. Like, ever since it got knocked over, and as you said, the poles are facing essentially, I guess, east-west or longitudinally. So,
no, latitudinally.
Yes, whatever. Sideways. And so now that it rotates that way, like, you never essentially, the south side, I guess, would be like the South Pole, Antarctica, that side never gets any light from the sun. And so they were like, they're talking about a plan to send satellites that direction and explore that entire side of it. So
how strange, because our planet, which is on a tilt, goes around the sun, and that's why we have shorter days now in the northern hemisphere, because we're tilted, and so then in the summertime they're longer days.
Yeah.
And that means that at some point the South Pole sees daylight for the entirety of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but because Uranus has its south pole facing away, it never gets any light. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about this. I'm just kind of processing it as we go. It took 30 years for them to find out the auroral study to complete that of Uranus, which has finally revealed the infrared aurora and begun a new age of aurora investigations at the planet. Okay. For once, it wasn't the James Webb Space Telescope that did this either. It's the NIRSpec, whatever that is. It's Near Infrared Spectrograph.
Ooh.
That has been studying it. The observations were actually made in September 2006.
What?
It took them this long? Oh, my God. Yeah. So anyway.
Government bureaucracy and red tape.
Yeah. How weird.
That's crazy. Is that also why Brandon was also looking for the episode of Drew Carey where they were looking with the near spec infrared about seeing farts?
It must be, right? When did that show end? It had to be before 2006, right?
Had to have been. There we go. I'll get to the Googles.
I like that he said that. I distinctly remember this, despite there being no proof that I could find on the internet. Oh, okay.
It was a fake memory.
Yeah, okay. Well, while you're doing a little research there, I'll talk about some other researchers. Oh, this is creepy. I sent you a link so that way you can be able to check this out, Siege. Maybe you can even hold it up to your mic so people can hear it. I'll insert it afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Researchers have taken ChatGPT, to a whole new level by giving it to the Boston Dynamics robot dog.
Oh no!
Spot. I presume so. It can talk to the hostages as it leads them towards the human juicer.
Yeah,
tosses them in or whatever. Yeah. Make them feel a little more calm about that. For some reason, they went and made it British, and so I invite you to check that out now, if you can.
Greetings, good sirs. May I have the pleasure of knowing your names?
I'm Matt, and that's Vache.
This is insane.
A pleasure to meet you, Matt and Vache. Shall we commence our journey? The charging stations where Spot robots rest and recharge is our first point of interest. Follow me, gentlemen. Let's proceed to the rock pot.
Hey, Spot, how do you like your job?
Ah, Mr. Matt, my employment as a tour guide provides great satisfaction. I find the dissemination of knowledge rather
rewarding. A pleasure to meet
you. Don't you agree?
Shall we commence murdering everyone?
Let me grab you by the neck.
Oh,
I find it a little strange that these are headless dogs.
Yeah.
But it's got that weird, like, arm thing for opening doors or strangling, probably.
And it's using it as a mouth.
Yeah, it's like, put a sock on that thing and you've got Syphil and Ollie. Like, at least put some, like, button eyes on it in a sock. And it's like, oh, hello, and talk to you. Like,
she just put googly eyes on everything.
Yeah. How does this make you feel? Because I liked it more when I saw it speaking to me with using British.
See, yeah. Of course, everything, you know, with a British accent just seems that much smarter and more easy to approach and kind. And happy. And even if it's like, you know, mobsters like trying to kill you. But like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about this thing talking to me. It's like, cause this is going to be the actual robot that has the military grade rifle strapped to its back and chasing me and other families down through the streets sometime here in the near future.
Now I'll tell you where my brain went, with this was that every time I watched a TikTok.
Oh.
It was about, hey, British girls, how can American dudes, what can they say to make you... Did you send it to me, maybe? What can they say to, you know, get your attention? And all the girls were like, oh, just... Or what can they do? And it was just like, just talk, that accent. It was just like, say things wrong. And like, we love it. It's going to be awesome. And I thought about it like, all the American girls I know, I'm generalizing, but they, you bring a British accent around and you're like even a quarter handsome and suddenly they're like, oh,
so yeah.
What if you replace the claw hand on this thing with like, some sort of sex toy, talking sex toy. So I could like,
that's so funny that you were going there because I was thinking the same thing. I was starting to think like, can we select voices like Siri? Like how we can just go through the multiple different voices and all of a sudden now we've got an Australian woman trying to like, hello there, baby. Or I don't know how to do that. That's terrible. I'm sorry to every Australian and all women for that.
Yeah, Australian's the hardest accent to do, I think. It's like so difficult to get that right. And I think it's just because you have to like really get kicked by a horse first to be able to pull it off.
And you also have to yell. Everything has to be a yell. You can't do it quiet. There's no whispering, no subtlety to it.
Yeah, are there any like Australian scholars? Like, could you make this robot dog sound both Australian and intelligent? Is that a thing? There must be.
There has to be. Like, this is something we need to get on top of. I'm going to start sending out feelers.
So is that robot dog in order to find and murder you.
I need one of these robot dogs. These things, I swear to God, if you start making the robots talk, they're just going to get closer to you. They're going to, you know, they're going to start learning everything about you. It's going to be the next AI thing where they start pulling information from you before they eat you from the inside.
Oh, wait, I lost the... I had another story, Siege, and I've lost it here. Because it was like, it was parallel to that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who was it? Name a porn star for me. Oh, I got it. I found it.
I was going to say, okay. Like, which sex? Both sexes. Trans.
Well, this is wild because to your point, adult film star Riley Reid from Engadget.com.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know, right?
Has launched her own sexting chatbot platform. And ooh. I was like, well, if you want AI to take off, you combine loneliness with boobs, and here we are. Only this one's a little bit different. I'm actually, like, pretty fascinated by this.
Yeah, me too.
This one we'll take the, they call them creators now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they'll actually hit, like, they'll be, you'll train an AI based on these people, and then they will, they'll have full control over what these robots can say and do.
Wow.
So you could teach it up to be like, oh, I don't actually do anything that is, from the unexplored part of Uranus. Okay.
And so, that part of my anus has not been explored.
So there you go. Exactly. It's the NASA sex bot is
the one. Ooh, that's my favorite one. I need that one.
Shoots a lot of rockets in the air.
Put Boston Dynamics, put that in the robot dog and you can have me.
Yeah, so it's like content creators will have direct say in what their $30 a month AI companions say.
$30 a month, that's it?
So for $30 a month, fans and subscribers will be able to hold intimate conversations with digital... Wait, did you just say that's it?
Wait, yeah, did I? That was out loud, my bad.
Digital...
For
$30 a month, fans and subscribers will be able to hold intimate conversations with digital versions of their favorite adult stars, content creators, and influencers. Riley Reid will be one of them. I don't know who Lena the Plug is.
I don't know, but I like the name.
There's also going to be a free tier, but offers just 5 chat messages per month.
Just offers like Bill from the local pub.
He's just like, you got a pretty burnt mouth.
You want to go? You want to go bathroom? You want to go with me bathroom?
That's just like one of the messages. You're like, ah, I wasted it on this. All right, Bill, let's go.
Get 5 free ones.
So, like, I want the ChatGPT robot dog to say sexy things now. Like I was saying, it doesn't even have to be British. It could just be Riley Reid's voice, and they just program it to be like, hey, big boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this robot dog is talking to me about my wiener. This is cool.
Dude, it's like, it's combining so many different like medias for me right now, like all into one little animal. You've got Siri where you can select the voice. You've got all the porn stars. You've got that movie Her, where all of a sudden it's like AI and it's talking to you and you're falling in love with this robot dog that talks porn to you. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know where I'm going to be in the next 5 years now.
Somebody send as many sandwiches as you can to Japan, because that whole country is about to just orgasm at once.
Oh, my God. Godzilla!
Oh, man, this is wild. The reality is AI is coming, and if it's not this product Clona, it's somebody else. When other people use deep fakes or whatever, if I'm not partnering up with it, then someone else is going to steal my likeness and do it without me. Well, I've been doing it without you for years now, lady, but okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing
interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think it's really smart to see an opportunity there and take it. I think that it's terrifying that that's going to pass for what we do for love in the future, but hey, right on.
It's amazing when you think about it. Like, everybody... I mean, I guess I shouldn't say everybody, but Americans being so like subdued when it comes to the sex stuff, like the rest of the world is just kind of like, oh yeah, let's have at it and whatever. I mean, hell, Japan sells like, you know, the underwear in the vending machines and everything else like that. And there's the red light.
That's where I get all my underwear.
Yeah. Same here. That's what I'm wearing from Japan. Yeah. Yeah, and there's red light districts everywhere. Sex work is pretty much free everywhere in the rest of the world, except here. And so all the people who are repressed and have to keep it like back in the corner and everything here in America, you know, the biggest market in the world.
Why do you think we love guns so much, dog?
Of course. Yeah. We need guns and AI butt stuff.
An AI gun butt. That's what we need.
Ooh. Thinking of all the things I could say right there, but I'm not going to, because I don't know if this is going to be Nerd Talk Teen or not.
We haven't decided yet. We'll see at the end of the show today, okay? So we'll decide.
E for everyone.
See this over the weekend. It's too late for us to jump in on, but I think it's pretty wild. Urban Outfitters, oh, this is a couple weekends back, they unleashed an unexpected retro product that just punched me right in the nostalgia ween. Ooh. It's a refurbished Apple iPod selling for $300. These chonky music players have new batteries and storage upgrades to justify the expense.
Oh, man. You know, just hearing that is just does not make me infuriated at all. It just makes me so much happier. Because, like, of course, when we had the iPods and everything, everybody's like, we have a phone and an iPod. We have a phone and an iPod. Oh, no, let's combine them both. If I could throw my phone into the ocean and just have music, I would be so much happier.
They're really ruining society. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. And I you know what?
What's also, thanks for listening to this on your phone, everybody.
Yes. Not on your iPod that you've plugged in by a wire into your car or local stereo thing in your house. That's crazy that you say that, because I think I literally just saw a thing on Apple that they're releasing the next case for the AirPods is actually going to have the little monitor on the front of it that you can fast forward and rewind and do all the stuff for all your music and podcasts and everything else like that. It's basically just like a little portable. It's going to be basically a portable MP3 / streaming device. So you're going to have essentially an iPod as your AirPods.
It's wild, dude.
It's driving me nuts.
So I guess, like, you remember a few years ago when cassettes, like, blew up again?
Yeah.
And despite being awful sound quality, they became, like, vintage gear, and everyone wanted. I mean, like, I understandingly rolled my eyes, but, like, I don't know, you spend a few bucks or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, like, an awful product. But at least it's charming, I guess. I was not ready for something from my adult life to be retro again. I think it was, like, I can't remember. I think it was the 2006 edition. So it wasn't like the original iPod with the wheel on it.
Oof.
But it was like right there. Like, but I wonder if, I think my buddy Todd listens to this. And I remember he had like one of the like giant iPods that like they stopped making them, but he still like bought them up or something like that. So he could have backup, so he could store, you know, 35,000 songs on it and always have music. That was before smartphones.
Yeah.
But like before they were like, everyone had a smartphone, and so he did that. And I wonder if that's now officially obsolete because they've gone back and put new drives in it and stuff.
Those things were essentially, if you think about it, those were essentially like those old brick cell phones for the iPod. Those big ass things are about the same size as like a 5 terabyte drive at this point, and they could only hold like 128 gig worth of songs, which is like the smallest phone available now.
Yeah, and I mean, that's still every song I've ever wanted on a thing or whatever, but like, it's just the notion of having to have the songs is pretty weird, too. Like, in this day and age, it's, like, pretty strange.
Yeah.
Like I collect records not to listen to records, necessarily, but to have cool physical media, and it seems kind of dumb. Like, the same way I like reading a book, but, like, I will also just read the book on my phone if I have to save a few bucks or whatever.
Yeah, I'm very much analog when it comes to that stuff, too. I've got all of my parents' old records. I've got my own set of collection of records. I don't know how many 8-track tapes and stuff like that. I have an old stereo that used to be basically like a jukebox that ran off of 8-track tapes out in my parents' garage that we've somehow gotten to put back together. And we found my dad's old collection of 8-track tapes. Like, I mean, there's like singles of Elvis and stuff on these things. It's unbelievable. And while we were digging through there, we actually found a lot of my old demo tapes. Like, you remember way back in the day in when you used to have to go to radio stations and drop off a demo tape and listen to somebody right in front?
Yeah.
I used to buy those giant boxes of the 5-minute cassette tapes. It was 5 minutes on each side, one this way, one that way, and you record like your entire air check, your demo reel, all your little bits and everything that you would do, and then you would go and sit there and you would play them in front of people, or you would mail out like 25 of them to stations all over the place. And like,
I'm actually like actively, I think I have one right here that I just came across it the other day.
That's so crazy. I've got so many of them that have like just me on cassette tape, and then I go and find me on the little mini discs, the little mini CD discs that you had to have a certain little mini disc player to play them on. Yeah. And I can't get that thing to recharge for anything. I can't fix it anywhere. So I have nothing to play like this. Everybody was like, oh, these mini discs are going to be the thing of the future. It's like beating out Walkman and everything else. And so I've got probably 3 hours on this one tiny little fake CD cartridge that you would slide into this little thing that I can't get working. And that had basically every air check that I had from like 96 to 2001.
I wasn't able to find an air check tape because I stopped digging or whatever. But, you know, yeah, one of those just like long racks of white blank tapes
that
you just
like scribble
on or whatever. But I found my high school band, Kudzu. We made a little
Spew
album called Spew.
Love it.
And I still have the, like, this is the, it was tracked in a little studio at the private school that someone at. And he like recorded it for us.
That's
and
so
it's
great.
Like, gets tracked to like a physical cassette tape. Hold on, let's read the insides of this. This is pretty funny.
Man, this is great. I gotta go find my bands.
Oh. Oh my God, we recorded so many songs. I didn't realize it.
Really?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We had 10 songs on this tape. That's
holy
crazy.
Crap, that's great.
Wow, I missed this.
we did was like covers of like NOFX and Rage Against the Machine and like anything just wild out there. And we turned basically every NWA song or Eazy-E song into a punk version.
That's awesome. Well, I'm gonna have to put this in later, man. I guess I have an old we used to like make like in post college I was in this group called Out of Control Robot Arm.
Nice.
And we made this like very dystopian soundscape, not necessarily really music. Famous comedian Dan Soder,
yes,
has a part on one of them where he uses his deep voice to say, "The sun over 4.5 billion years old."
The sun.
Old. He sounds like the robot dog. 4.5
billion.
So yeah. That's anyway, awesome. Sorry, that was like a huge, like that was just a huge left turn out of nowhere. That's a.
I just happened
to have that box right next to me, and like. Because moving and whatever, and I never unpacked or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go through my old
all that
teary
stuff's
memories.
In my future studio that was once my old high school bedroom that was built in the garage so I could be away from everybody.
Yeah.
And as I'm digging through there trying to get stuff out so I can actually rebuild like a home studio, I'm finding all of this stuff and I'm just like, oh my God, this is either gold or garbage.
Why not both is what
I
say. Why not both? Man, now I want to listen to this. I wonder if I have a... Wow.
You have an old Walkman?
Yeah, actually, I do. I don't even know where it is. Yeah. But I want to pull it. Maybe I could run the Walkman to the computer.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to definitely have to run that to like...
Should I start a Spotify for it? I think that'd be funny.
That would be amazing.
Okay, so like...
Release
on the
hidden
tail
tracks
of that-
after each nerd talk.
Okay, I gotta get one of the other dudes. One guy won't talk to me anymore, the other guy's too weird, and the other one is like my forever best friend from school. We just grew up together, so we'll never be separable, but I'll hit him up and see if he wants to. Maybe he even has a recording of it, so I don't have to do all this trouble. Anyway, so this is cool. It's typically pretty easy in Washington to be mad at California people who come up here and like drive the prices up and whatnot. What's your version of that? New York? Is it New York?
Yeah, it's New York, but it's also California now. I mean, ever since the pandemic happened and basically everybody found out they could work.
It didn't
from
happen
home.
There though, right? That's what you told
me.
Yeah, no.
See, there was no pandemic here. I don't know what there was no pandemic here. Everybody found out they could work from home everywhere else, so they just moved here, where it's sunny and fun, and you could have guns like wherever you wanted and alligators.
There's the Riptide Music Festival coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach at the beginning of December. And I was reading a thing about that today. And as I was doing that, I was like, well, I wonder what the temperature's like in Fort Lauderdale. And it was like 83 degrees. And I was like, what temperature is it now here? And it was like 37. And I was like,
wow, it's 37.
Florida's not so bad. I was like, as long as you don't want rights, you know, and as long as you don't mind lawlessness, pretty much, then like, yeah, it's okay.
I mean, it's okay.
Good food.
You can outrun most of the police here. So generally it's not a bad place to live.
Not Officer Porkchop though. That's the only problem.
No.
The canines, but they're saving those for the drogas, right? That's like a thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's easy to be mad at the Californians for doing that, but they did something good. That's going to be a solid for all of us. And it's kind of along the same lines as that iPod thing. They've passed right to repair laws that for now Apple appears to be embracing them. And because they're embracing it, they don't just do things. Now keep in mind, California, the fifth biggest economy in the world by itself. Yeah. Like, the United States needs California massively. And so if California says they're going to do something, it can sway the world on these things. And so Apple was, who's based in California, they said, like, yeah, okay, well, I guess we'll play ball. And they probably want to be able to have it repairable their way. So that's probably part of it. But now any device you spend over $100 on, they'll have to offer replacement parts and tools for at least 7 years.
Wow.
So
that's a
I don't think there's an Apple product that's under $100 that's not a cable.
Yeah, for real.
And so that's pretty good. I think that's pretty cool that if you want to be able to fix your own stuff. Now, I have a familial tremor, which means I shake too bad to be able to fix my own Apple products. But it'll be nice because it'll make secondhand places, the what do you call them, aftermarket places, like here it's Jet City Repair is the one I like.
Yeah.
They do a great job, but it'll make those places even less expensive because I just changed the screen on my phone a few months ago and it was like $350, and that's Holy crap. That's like half the cost of the phone.
Yeah.
But I got another year out of it or whatever. So anyway, I think that's cool.
Yeah, we got some of those iRepair places here that you can, I mean, that's actually where I get my son's Apple products. Like, anytime, like, I'll get him like an iPhone or something like that just so we can FaceTime or anything like that.
Yeah.
All he has, because I mean, he doesn't even need service, just hooks up to Wi-Fi wherever. And, you know, we can talk and we do games like Pokemon Go or just whatever, just kind of stupid stuff like that. And they'll sell me, like, what do I have now? I have like a Apple iPhone. I got a 12 Pro Max.
Yeah.
And so that's what, essentially three versions old now. And so next year we're probably not going to be supported. But to be able to fix it ourselves, I mean, that's great.
Yeah. And maybe this will grandfather some of those things in or whatever.
Yeah. And so that's awesome that California does it, because essentially everybody needs California. So if California makes a law,
California,
people need to kind of start following that thing. It's like the it's like with the new plugs from Europe, how everything's USB-C. So instead of just, you know, making a European phone and an Asian phone,
they'll never do that.
American phone, just make them all the same. So I mean, you when you have the fifth largest economy in the world requiring this, you know, that's just a kind of a good way to kind of set the precedence for everything everywhere.
So you might have screwed up some other things, California, but you got this one right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is our happy Halloween, Siege.
Hey, happy Halloween, Gregor.
I have a kid, so we do Halloween, and we did that over the weekend, and so I forget that today is Halloween and that we're supposed to be, you know, dressed up or whatever. I forgot to cancel karate. Dang it. Oh, no. Anyway, supposed to be at karate here in a little while, but instead I'm having a potluck, so cool. Anyway, a scary part of a Halloween tale for you. A woman who heard an incessant, like, beating and like a rustling or maybe clicking noise. She went to the ear doctor.
Oh, no.
She's like, something's wrong with my hearing hole. And the doctor took a peek inside with that weird, you know, black tipped light bulb
forceps
thing that they look into.
No.
Try again.
Wait. I'm thinking of the wrong hearing hole.
Wrong doctor. Wrong hole. NASA's going to handle that other one, and then
got red.
Anyway, so he
it.
took a look in there and found a real Halloween nightmare.
No,
a cave dwelling spider was living inside of her head.
Burn her head down. Oh
yeah, I mean, I think I'd want to be dead.
Yeah.
So I guess it moved in there. It was there for a matter of days, but it moved in apparently so it could molt.
Oh,
which
no.
Which is to shed its spider exoskeleton outer layer. And so there was basically two spiders in there, I guess you'd say.
A live one and a dead one.
Well, I'm never not wearing earplugs again. I'm just going to put these things on and just keep them there forever. Now, I saw someone else on TikTok that had a similar problem.
No.
But that tiny arachnid had not yet shed its shell. So I just started thinking about, can you imagine if it lived there long enough, built like a little web, caught some other pests trying to get into your ear, and you're like, no, spiders really are the ones that protect us and keep us away from the bugs. And then you hear it take a big old chonk out of the insect that it caught, and then you just hear like really close, like, especially people with like problems listening to mouth noises.
Don't chew in the same room as me. And then you've got that in your ear.
To be fair, I haven't had any other bugs in here in a while, but also I have to listen to a spider slurping up bug guts in my ear.
Ugh. I can't do it. I can't do it. That freaks me out. There's very few things that scare me, and spiders and, well, mosquitoes. I don't know why mosquitoes scare me. It's probably because of, like, dengue fever, but...
Yeah. Malaria. That's
malaria. A good reason. You know, just several of the things that, you know, you have to worry about occasionally down here.
Siege is very worried about his head size, and he doesn't want Zika.
It's true. It's true.
Timely jokes. Timely.
It was within the last decade. I appreciate it. And plus, I do have a large hat size with all this hair.
What's your hat size? What's your hat size? What's your hat size?
I'm like 7 3/4, I think.
Is I think you almost big? Said 7 4/4, which would have been awesome. Even with a haircut, I'm 7 5/8, 7 3/4, depending on the hat. So yeah, I got a same, big noggin.
Yeah, same here. Same here. As who,
do you think? Do you think Brandon has a big head or a small head?
What no. Definitely very tiny head. Very tiny head.
Very small.
Very small head. He's got a peanut head like my sister.
He's using all of that brain power right now, also wondering about people pooping in movies.
Yes. So. And how do they do it? When do they do it? And why will they be safe that way?
We'll bring this up next week if we think of it, which we won't, so we might as well just talk about it now. But when people, no sneezing, no coughing, unless it's to make a point that someone's sick.
Yeah, contagion.
No stopping to pee, no poops, obviously. Is it because escapism? Is it because we're trying to avoid the gross stuff in life? We started listing off things that we can remember where there was any kind of bathroom stuff.
Yeah.
And mine was the lawyer from Jurassic Park getting eaten by a T-Rex.
In those stupid shorts.
He was on the can and in the outhouse. And what was cool is I read Bridesmaids with the, you brought up the sink portion of it where they're all trying on dresses after eating the not so safe Brazilian steakhouse. And then just sits down in the street.
Yeah, I forgot about that. My headphones just fell off. I was laughing so hard.
So it's like it's only ever used for an effect, but it's never like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it's never like you're just like talking to your friend while he's peeing, and then he comes out drying his hands, and it's like, or I got another one, Naked Gun, where what's his name goes to the Frank goes to the bathroom and he leaves his microphone on and he's peeing. And
And
then it like picks up and he's like, there's like a fart, and it's like. The stream intensifies. You're like,
Or Austin Powers with the peeing for the effect. What else? League of Their Own peeing for the effect.
Let's
see. Peeing on the side of the road. Somebody's about to get killed, or their friends are like playing a prank on them and driving away. I'm trying to think of all the like that. It's all for effect. It's all jokes and stuff like that. There's nobody ever just, you know, going to take a whiz.
Yeah, I feel like it should. I feel like if you want to make something that connects with people, you do that. You try and do that right now. If you're like looking for authenticity, which is a buzzword I hear used a lot, which is important. Don't get me wrong. I like agree with it. But like, if that's what you're looking for, let's have like a tinkle, and then you know the lead actress comes out of the bathroom still talking about whatever she was talking about through the door, and like just carries on as if nothing happened.
Yeah, like. God, I'm trying to think. Does this come back to that same thing that we were talking about earlier with the sex stuff and Americans being so repressed about everything? Or is this a worldwide thing? Like, nobody talks about the poo. Like, think about it. It was only a few years ago when Charmin commercials were like, we're not supposed to talk about going, so let's sing about it. And they started like having the bears talking about pooping in the woods and everything else. Yeah, yeah. And now everybody's talking. Now we've got the commercials for check your cancer with poop and poop in this box and mail it to your doctor. And like, there's just,
I got to watch more commercials, dude. I'm missing out.
There's a singing box that tells you to poop in it and then mail it somewhere
to your friend.
Yeah, mail it to your friend.
To your co-host.
Gregor, check your mail.
Hey! Gross. this. When I was a kid, I've told this before on here, I think, but as a kid, I had in eighth grade, I had a girlfriend that was going to be in wherever for in Texas for like 2 weeks during the summer. And so I sent her a hot dog in the mail, which is hilarious.
Did you like wrap she said, this hot dog?
No, I like it was like it was just I don't I can't remember. I think it was just loose in like a
loose wiener.
No, like slid in an envelope. Not just like wrote her name on it and dropped it in the box.
just put a stamp on it. The heat as it's going through processing cooks it.
Just some poor person that hates the post office is like, yep, this is going through. I don't care. Whatever.
Dude, that was a thing we used to do down here in Florida. Like, you actually used to mail coconuts. I still do that to my son sometimes, just to like, so he's like, what are you doing?
No, hold on. You can't just say the thing and not explain it.
Like, mail the coconut. We like... coconuts, if they fall and they're like the brown outer coating, they're not like the fresh ones where you can just like ones that you picture in like any like Castaway movie or something like that, where you hack off all that brown outside,
you make them into boob covers inside.
Exactly. You become a mermaid, cut them in half, and wear them to cover your boobs.
You make horse noises with them.
Yes.
Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop, clip clop.
And so yeah, you actually take those and you can just paint them up. Like, I would just put, like, a coat on them and, like, just paint, like, just, I don't know, blue, green, whatever, and then just write his address on them, throw a whole bunch of stamps on it, and drop it off at the post office. They'd stamp it and send it through, just like a package.
Florida truly is a land uncharted. It's just...
One of never these days, you're going to have, like, me. Coconuts showing up at your front door.
Great! Well, all right. Well, that's a good positive note to end on, I suppose. I'd like to just take a second to reflect and ask, what did we learn this week? After all, this is otherwise a very heady show. Siege, you learn anything this week?
I learned that robot sex dogs will have different accents.
Robot sex dogs.
Wait a second. It's not what I meant. But also, yes.
But also, 100%.
And Gregor, what did you learn this week?
I'm still blown away by the idea of either A, mailing someone a hot dog, like bareback.
Raw dog!
Nerd talk, about nerd talk, yeah!
Thank you for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, streaming every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. and available on the Odyssey app, or you can find us as a podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. NerdTalkPlus.com to find all of our socials and have fun with us there. We really have been enjoying this so much and all the interaction and stuff. So keep it up. Keep talking to us. Also, I've been trying to post on Threads a lot more because I hate X. And so I've been on there making silly things to say. So follow me at Hey Gregor, at Siegeness, I believe is what you are there, Siegery. Again, just go to nerdtalkplus.com for more. All right, Siege. Well, thanks for... we're just trying out something new. You might actually see a little social media from us. We'll see. But we'll let us know how it goes. I'm going to go listen to my high school band's tape now.
I'm going to go bob for hot dogs.
In the mail?
In the mail. Happy Halloween, buddy. Yeah, just make them all the same. So, I mean, when you have the fifth largest economy in the world requiring this, you know, that's just a kind of a good way to kind of set the precedence for everything everywhere.
So you might have screwed up some other things, California, but you got this one right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is our... happy Halloween, Siege.
Hey, happy Halloween, Gregor.
I have a kid, so we do Halloween, and we did that over the weekend, and so I forget that today is Halloween and that we're supposed to be, dressed up or whatever. I forgot to cancel karate. Dang it. Oh, no. Anyway, supposed to be at karate here in a little while, but instead I'm having a potluck, so cool. Anyway,
cool.
A scary part of a Halloween tale for you. A woman who heard an incessant, like, beating and, like, rustling or maybe clicking noise, she went to the ear doctor.
Oh no.
And she's like, something's wrong with my hearing hole. And the doctor took a peek inside with that weird, you know, black tipped light bulb
forceps
thing that they look into.
No.
Yeah. Well, try again.
Wait. I'm thinking of the wrong hearing hole.
Wrong doctor, wrong hole. NASA's gonna handle that other one, and then
got red.
Anyway, so he
it.
Took he took a look in there and found a real Halloween nightmare.
No.
A cave-dwelling spider was living inside of her head.
Burn her head down. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd want to be dead.
Yeah.
So I guess it moved in there. It was there for a matter of days, but it moved in apparently so it could molt.
Oh, no.
Just to shed its spider exoskeleton outer layer. And so there was basically two spiders in there, I guess you'd say.
A live one and a dead one.
Well, I'm never not wearing earplugs again. I'm just going to put these things on and just keep them there forever. Now, I saw someone else on TikTok that had a similar problem.
No.
But that tiny arachnid had not yet shed its shell. So I just started thinking about, can you imagine if it lived there long enough, built like a little web, caught some other pests trying to get into your ear, and you're like, no, spiders really are the ones that protect us and keep us away from the bugs. And then you hear it take a big old chonk out of the insect that it caught, and then you just see, yeah, you just hear like really close, like especially people with like problems listening to mouth noises. Yeah.
Don't chew in the same room as me. And then you've got that in your ear.
To be fair, I haven't had any other bugs in here in a while, but also I have to listen to a spider slurping up bug guts in my ear.
Ugh. I can't do it. I can't do it. That freaks me out. There's very few things that scare me. And spiders and, well, mosquitoes. I don't know why mosquitoes scare me. It's probably because of, like, dengue fever. But
yeah. Malaria. That's
malaria.
A good reason.
You know, just several of the things that, you know, you have to worry about occasionally down here.
Siege is very worried about his head size, and he doesn't want Zika.
It's true.
Timely jokes.
It was within the last decade. I appreciate it. And plus, I do have a large hat size with all this hair.
What's your hat size?
I'm, like, 7 3/4, I think.
Is I think you almost big? Said 7 4/4, which
I
would
did.
Have been awesome. Even with a haircut, I'm 7 5/8, 7 3/4, depending on the hat. So
yeah,
I got a
same,
big noggin.
Yeah, same here. As who
do you think? Brandon has a big head or a small head?
Oh no, definitely very tiny head. Very tiny. Head.
Very small.
Very small head. He's got a peanut head like my sister.
He's using all of that brain power right now, also wondering about people pooping in movies.
Yes. So. And how do they do it? When do they do it? And why will they be safe that way?
We'll bring this up next week if we think of it, which we won't, so we might as well just talk about it now. But when people, no sneezing, no coughing, unless it's to make a point that someone's sick.
Yeah, contagion.
No stopping to pee, no poops, obviously. Is it because escapism? Is it because we're trying to avoid the gross stuff in life? We started listing off things that we can remember where there was any kind of bathroom stuff.
Yeah.
And mine was the lawyer from Jurassic Park getting eaten by a T-Rex.
In those stupid shorts.
He was on the can and in the outhouse. And what was cool is I read Bridesmaids with you brought up the sink portion of it where they're all trying on dresses after eating the not so safe Brazilian steakhouse, and then they just sits down in the street.
I forgot about that. My headphones just fell off. I was laughing so hard.
So it's like it's only ever used for an effect, but it's never like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it's never like you're just like talking to your friend while he's peeing and then he comes out drying his hands and it's like, or I got another one. Naked Gun, where what's his name goes to the bathroom and he leaves his microphone on and he's peeing and
and
then it like picks up and he's like, there's like a fart and it's like the stream intensifies. You're like,
or Austin Powers with the peeing for the effect. What else? League of Their Own peeing for the effect.
Let's
see, peeing on the side of the road, somebody's about to get killed or their friends are like playing a prank on them and driving away. I'm trying to think of all the, like, that. It's all for effect. It's all jokes and stuff like that. There's nobody ever just, you know, going to take a whiz.
Yeah, I feel like it should. I feel like if you want to make something that connects with people, you do that. You try and do that right now. If you're like looking for authenticity, which is a buzzword I hear used a lot.
Yeah.
Which is important. Don't get me wrong. I like agree with it. But like, if that's what you're looking for, let's have like a tinkle. And then, you know, the lead actress comes out of the bathroom still talking about whatever she was talking about through the door and like just carries on as if nothing happened.
Yeah. Like, God, I'm trying to think, does this come back to that same thing that we were talking about earlier with the sex stuff and Americans being so repressed about everything? Or is this a worldwide thing? Like, nobody talks about the poo. Like, think about it. It was only a few years ago when Charmin commercials were like, we're not supposed to talk about going, so let's sing about it. And they'd started like having the bears talking about pooping in the woods and everything else. Yeah, yeah. And now everybody's talking. Now we've got the commercials for check your cancer with poop and poop in this box and mail it to your doctor. And like, there's just,
I got
to
watch more commercials, dude. I'm missing out.
Oh, there's a singing box that tells you to poop in it and then mail it somewhere
to your friend.
Yeah, mail it to your friend.
to your co-host.
Gregor, check your mail.
Hey! Gross. Yeah. When I was a kid, I've told this before on here, uh-oh, I think, but as a kid, in eighth grade, I had a girlfriend that was going to be in Texas for like 2 weeks during the summer. And so I sent her a hot dog in the mail, which is hilarious.
Did you like wrap this hot dog?
No, I like, it was like, it was just, I don't know, I can't remember. I think it was just loose in like a
loose wiener.
No, like in an envelope. In an envelope. Not just like wrote her name on it and dropped it in the box.
just put a stamp on it. The heat as it's going through processing cooks it.
Just some poor person that hates the post office is like, yep, this is going through. I don't care. Whatever.
Dude, that was a thing we used to do down here in Florida. Like, you actually used to mail coconuts. I still do that to my son sometimes, just to like, so he's like, what are you doing?
No, hold on. You can't just say the thing and not explain it.
Like, oh, no, what? Mail the coconut. We like, coconuts, if they fall and they're like the brown outer coating, they're not like the fresh ones where you can just like ones that you picture in like any like Castaway movie or something like that, where you hack off, yeah, all that brown outside.
You make them into boob covers. Inside. Yeah. Like,
yeah, exactly. You become a mermaid, cut them in half and wear them, cover your boobs.
You make horse noises with them.
Yes.
Clip, clop, clip, clop.
And so, yeah, you actually take those and you can just paint them up. Like, I would just put like a coat on them and like just paint like just, I don't know, blue, green, whatever. And then just write his address on them, throw a whole bunch of stamps on it and drop it off at the post office. They'd stamp it and send it through just like a package.
Florida truly is a land uncharted.
It's just. One never of these days, you're going to have like coconuts showing up at your front door.
Great. Well, all right. Well, that's a good positive note to end on, I suppose. I'd like to just take a second to reflect and ask, what did we learn this week? After all, this is otherwise a very heady show. Siege, learn anything this week?
I learned that robot sex dogs will have different accents. Wait a second. It's not what I meant. But also, yes.
But also, 100%.
And Gregor, what did you learn this week?
I'm still blown away by the idea of either A, mailing someone a hot dog, like bareback.
Raw dog!
Nerd talk, yeah! Thank you for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, streaming every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. and available on the Odyssey app, or you can find us as a podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. NerdTalkPlus.com to find all of our socials and have fun with us there. We really have been enjoying this so much and all the interaction and stuff. So keep it up. Keep talking to us. Also, I've been trying to post on Threads a lot more because I hate X. And so I've been on there making silly things to say. So follow me at Hey Gregor, at Siegeness, I believe is what you are there, Siegery. Again, just go to nerdtalkplus.com for more. All right, Siege. Well, thanks for... we're just trying out something new. You might actually see a little social media from us. We'll see, but we'll let us know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go listen to my high school band's tape now.
I'm going to go bob for hot dogs.
In the mail?
In the mail. Happy Halloween, buddy.